You are listening to This Scene on Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm joined by
Godfrey Gold here from the Illinois Times, as usual, and we are here to let you know about fun arts and entertainment and cultural things happening here in the Central Illinois area.
Today, we're sitting in a room at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, and you'll find out why very soon. There's a musical coming up that's based on the story of a cult classic that caught our interest, so we figured we'd go find out about it for you. First, we're going to go through our normal, usual roundup of various area events, which Scott will bring to your ears right now.
Well, this Friday, is this Friday the 13th, the Springfield Art Association Collective, the SAA Collective here actually in the Hoagland Building where we are currently recording, will be having their first show of the year starting on this Friday. It's called Contrasting Forms, and it'll be on display through March 2nd, but the opening reception will be Friday. It features the work of pastelist Tracy Morris, sculptor Wiley D. Jenkins, and painter Dan Grossman. So it's a group show of those three artists.
And a disclaimer, I'm part of a fundraiser for the Springfield Art Association. So it's been disclaimed. Another art show, Scott?
Yes, there's another art show happening at the YMCA downtown. And it is a unique show happening on Saturday the 14th. It's a cookies and canvas. Kids will be painting and drawing a monster from their imagination with the guidance of the art staff at the YMCA. But the fun doesn't stop there, according to the press release, because in collaboration with the Pharmacy Artists Collective, all the kids' artwork will be displayed at a special art show at the Pharmacy Art Gallery. The pharmacy artists will do their interpretations of the kids' monsters. So you'll get the kids' version of the monster and then the pharmacy gallery version of that. So bring your kids down to draw monsters, and then it'll be part of an exhibit happening later on at the pharmacy.
So we don't want to leave out Shambana. There's something happening at the Accord, kind of an ongoing show.
Right. We mentioned it before for the ongoing Great Cover-Up is continuing in the coming weekend. So, and that's the thing that's been going on for 25 years in Champaign, where local bands perform sets as other bands, basically doing covers of those bands.
So are they like more like nationally known bands, or are they covering local bands, or a little bit of?
I think they're all covering like national and internationally known bands. That's generally the idea, but they don't announce who they're going to be covering until then. So, go to the Accord to see which local bands are playing on which night. So if any of your favorites are playing, head on over to the Accord.
Fun. And then one more item here.
Yeah. On Saturday the 14th, at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, there's going to be a show by a band called The Woodland Remedy. It's their third anniversary show. They've been around for 3 years, obviously. They started as a three-piece guitar, banjo, and bass trio. They play a blend of bluegrass, roots, folk, and original songwriting, and been playing all through the Midwest music scene, and this is their celebratory three-year anniversary show.
You're hearing sounds of the rehearsal for Heathers. We're going to talk to the lead character, the person who is playing Veronica in Heathers the musical, which is opening at the Hoagland for one weekend only, the 13th through the 15th, in Springfield, of course. We're going to meet Veronica.
Hello. My real name is Demi Williams, and as you heard, I play Veronica in the musical Heathers.
And we hear you're from Urbana, and you've been making the trip for rehearsal.
Yeah, actually, it's an hour and a half drive each way, and for the first 2 months, I actually drove to and from practice longer than we had rehearsals. So I'm living here in Springfield now, though, until the end of the show.
Tell me how you got involved.
So I heard about auditions from a friend of a friend on Facebook, and I actually just learned about the musical a few months ago in another show I was doing, and I was obsessed immediately. So when I saw that there were auditions, I was like, I need to be there. And then, you know, the morning of auditions, I realized that Springfield is an hour and a half away, but I'd already prepared, so here I am.
What about the story do you connect with, or what drove you to be so passionate about this?
I can't say that I super identify with Veronica, but she is like this quirky, like quiet, book smart kind of girl, and I agree. I identify with that. I definitely don't have any experience with the things that she goes through in this show, you know, the bombs and the... But she's a really likable character, and I'm super excited to get to portray her.
How familiar were you with the movie before you heard about the musical?
Actually, it's really weird. My mom used to try to show me this movie over and over when I was a kid, and it's definitely not like something you show an 8-year-old, but she was really adamant about showing me the film. Before this show, I'd only ever seen probably half of it. So I knew the Heathers, like I knew what it was, but I then binge watched the movie like 4 or 5 times in a row after I got cast in the role. I do think that the show is super relatable to like high schoolers and even people in college, you know, back then and now. I feel like a lot of the problems that kids go through, you know, there's bullying, there's falling in love, there's wanting to be popular and wanting to be accepted. And those are all themes and things that I think everyone in high school goes through. So I think the show is super relatable in that way. I think everyone can connect with someone on that stage if they come and see it.
Of course, it's kind of exaggerated in terms of how people respond and stuff.
It's a little absurd.
A little over the top, maybe. What's something? Was there anything that kind of gave you pause when you were deciding I have to do this on stage?
Without giving too much away, there's a scene called Dead Girl Walking, where Veronica decides that she's only got, you know, like 30 hours on Earth left to live, and so she needs to do something really crazy to make her last moments before her life is over worth it. I can't tell you what happens, but I didn't know I would have to do that when I auditioned. And then, you know, the first day of rehearsal where we had to practice the scene happened, and I was like, okay. It's fine now, you know, 2 months of practice, 2 months of doing it, it's fine. But there's a few things in this show that will give you will be shocked. You will be surprised. You will say, did they just say that? Yeah, they did.
Well, you're going to have to see the show to really understand here what we're talking about. And that is Heathers, that's opening at the Hoagland this weekend. Now we're joined by a couple other members of the crew.
I am Erin Sullivan, and I am the co-director.
I am Katie Spoon, and I co-direct with Erin of Heathers Musical.
Heathers, the movie is kind of a cult thing, kind of a dark comedy.
It is based on the 1988 film Heathers, which is, it's about high school. And the popular girls, who happen to all be named Heather, there are 3 of them. And then there is another girl named Veronica who starts hanging out with them. But then she meets the new kid in town who happens to be the bad boy, JD. And things change.
All right. And how did you guys come to the decision that this was a play for this market?
Heather's has always been a movie that I grew up with in high school. That was my era. It was one of the first cult movies I remember watching repeatedly. When the musical hit Broadway, I remember thinking, oh, what a great show that would be to do. And when we had the opportunity to license it, I thought it would just be so fun and interesting. And when we got a chance, we just picked it up and thought we'd run with it. So far, the response has been wonderful.
And so the movie, Winona Ryder, she's aged a little since then. Some people will know her most probably for being the mom in Stranger Things. And so since the cast is so young, was it an education for them to get to know this story?
It's funny. Actually, most of the people who auditioned knew the story. They were like really excited about it. You know, they knew the story and they knew the musical was out there. And so they were really excited to come audition for it. But the learning process has been a lot of our cast is ages 16 to about 23 is the majority of the cast. And then there are a few adults in the cast, but the majority of our cast is like 16 to 23. And there are some things and some words, and they're like, the cast just kind of blew over. We're like, no, no, you don't understand. What's your damage? Isn't just a question, you don't think they're broken. That's, you know, we have to explain some of those 1980s colloquialisms.
I'm not familiar with the adaptation versus the film. Obviously, there are songs in it. The movie gets pretty dark.
Yeah, there is a body count. This is definitely, definitely, definitely an adult content show. There is sexual situations. There is violence with guns. There is suicide. There is partial nudity by men, and you know, so it is definitely not something you want to bring your kids to, but I definitely would think, you know, it'd be a great, you know, girls' night out or, you know, guys' night out.
Anything, you know, given the dark content, any positives?
It definitely reaches all of the kids who went through the BS in high school. Bullying, the cliques, this touches every kid that went through all of that in high school, and it still holds true today. I mean, all the kids in the 80s went through the same stuff that they do today. And all these kids that are in our cast, I call them kids even though a lot of them are in their 20s, learn that through this script. You know, they realize that things like that don't change. And even though these kids went through horrible circumstances, and a lot of this is sarcasm and a lot of this is a dark comedy, that some good can come out of the bad.
There is definitely some change you see in some of the characters that do exactly that, you know, go from, you know, one extreme to another. And there's like this recurring bit of a song that goes throughout the whole play. The opening number is called Beautiful. And one of the lines is, you know, life can be beautiful. You know, we were all kind before we can be kind again, and life can be beautiful. Well, that song, you'll hear it in other songs throughout the whole play, and it's what they then end up singing parts of that as the closing song, because life is beautiful again, right. You know, and even during some of the dark songs, and you're sitting there and you're like, they say to each other, well, maybe it could be beautiful. It's like, maybe not right this scene, but, you know, so there is, you know, that kind of theme throughout.
This is The Scene on Illinois Edition. We've been talking to Katie Spoon and Aaron Sullivan. They're the co-directors of Heathers, the musical that's opening this weekend at the Hoagland in Springfield. If you want more information, head to illinoisedition.org and we'll link you.
Yay!
Yay. Oh, it's Culture Corner, isn't it? The other week I spoke about a couple weeks ago, I talked about the Filmstruck app, which has all the art films from the Criterion Collection, along with classic movies from TCM. The other that I've been kind of obsessing over, and kind of between the two of them, it's almost all the TV that I watch, is an app called CESO, S-E-E-S-O, that's all comedy all the time. And they have a lot of classic television. I think every Saturday Night Live episode ever is on there. They've got a lot of old Monty Python's Flying Circus and a lot of more recent or more current British sitcoms and sketch comedy, including stuff like The Mighty Boosh and Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, Snuffbox, and things like that. And some things that are related to those things that I actually haven't seen. The full run of The Young Ones is on there, and then later on Vivian and Rick from The Young Ones had a show that was similar characters but in middle age and much darker than The Young Ones, called Bottom. And I'm excited about Bottom being on there because I've only seen a couple of episodes of it. The entire series is there. So, and I'm a big Rick Mayall fan. He passed away, unfortunately, but he did a lot of great stuff. So here's a little clip of what happens on Bottom.
Look, I just suggest we just sit here quietly in silence and wait for our holiday to start. Have I done everything? Have I done everything? Milk!
That was a little clip from the TV show Bottom, which has been added to the roster of CESO, the comedy online network.
And for me, I've been watching a television documentary series called The Moaning of Life. the show that preceded that one, the executive producer was Ricky Gervais for An Idiot Abroad, which people might also be aware of, and it stars Carl Pilkington. And in An Idiot Abroad, the whole premise is that he's kind of everyday, maybe a simpleton type guy who is being forced to go to these different countries and find out about different cultures. The Moaning of Life, however, the premise is slightly different because now Carl is out visiting other countries, getting to know about their cultures, but it's by choice. And he's taking on issues like happiness and death. And each episode has one of those very big thematic type of deals going on. So here's a trailer for the show, The Moaning of Life.
For centuries, life's big questions have challenged some of the world's greatest minds. The need for love, marriage, and lifelong commitment. The yearning to reproduce, the survival of the human race. The search for a vocation, the desire to find happiness, and the inevitable death. But Carl Pilkington has not given a second thought to any of these issues.
This cat's cross-eyed. I've never seen that before.
Now he's turned 40, he thinks it's time he did. He's traveling around the world to see how other people deal with life's big questions.
We've had the Iron Age, the Stone Age. This is the about age.
Carl wants to know why people get married.
Just because two people love each other, you drag other people into it. Get on with it.
He wants to find out if you need to have children.
This is definitely confirmed that this is not for me, this, at all.
Do you need a vacation in life?
Tell you what, thirsty work, though.
What's the secret of happiness? And how do you deal with death? This is The Moaning of Life.
It's like, who's the mental one here? Is it me or everyone else?
The Moaning of Life, it's a series of different episodes. They're about 45 minutes long, and you can check them out now on Netflix. And that brings us to Song of the Week. We were told you earlier about Heathers, which is happening at the Hoagland Center for the Arts this weekend, one weekend only. We'll link you to more information on how to get tickets and showtimes and all that at illinoisedition.org. So here is the song from the original cast recording of Heathers the musical. This song is called Dead Girl Walking.
She says Monday 8 a.m. I will be deleted. They'll hunt me down in study hall, stuff and mount me on the wall. 30 hours to live, how shall I spend them? I don't have to stay and die like cattle. I could change my
That's it for the scene this week. For anything you've heard about, including more information on the Heathers the musical, go to illinoisedition.org. I'm Rachel Otwell. I've been joined by Scott Fangold. And that's also it for today's Illinois Edition. Thanks for listening.